Good evening. Well, I welcome everyone out on this Maundy Thursday, and thank you for coming out to worship God as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Let's go over some of these announcements really quick. Remind you during the communion that you hold your elements to all partake together, and remind you that you do not have to be Presbyterian or a member of our church to receive communion. You can take your red pad, sign it, or have a record of your attendance. Also, there are little handout sheets in your bulletin. You can sign those and drop them in the offering plate if you're taking communion. Christian Education is sponsoring an Easter egg brunch and Easter egg hunt on Easter Sunday at 9:30 with sweet rolls, bagels, coffee, and juice, and that's always a really nice time. The Sunday after Easter, we'll have a donut fellowship, and that will also be late Sunday. That means that the members of the congregation will take over the service and run it. I will be here to be a part of it, but they will be doing everything. And it's just a wonderful Sunday to be a part of. The Women's Association raffling off the cross stitch, and you can read about that. We always need scripture readers, a nursery, and we will have a nursery for Easter. And if you did not see it, there's an ad in the Shaler Journal. Us with two other churches advertising Easter services. So it's a good way you can point that out to someone and invite them to church. Or cut it out of the paper and just hand it to them and say, "Why don't you come?" Remind you about the hymnals. We're purchasing new hymnals. They're $30 a piece. There should be something in the pews. You can buy one Bible or a hymnal, or you can buy two or three, as many as you would like, and they'll be just like in these hymnals. If you look to the front, you'll see in the front there's a little sticker, and you can purchase these in memory of or in honor of. So we hope that you will think about that. We've had these hymnals now about 26 years. This is the day that the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Opening hymn of praise, number 197, Lamb of God. Thank you. continue with prayer of confession as you find printed in your bulletin. Dear Heavenly Father, we praise you for the gift of salvation.
We are grateful for Jesus and his willingness to go to Calvary. Forgive us when we do not take communion seriously. Forgive us for just going through the motions of being a disciple. Help us become true followers. Remind us that being a Christian often requires sacrifice. In Jesus' name, amen.
Let's take a moment as we bow our heads and close our eyes for our personal silent prayer of confession. Friends, believe in the good news of the gospel, for in Christ we are forgiven.
We believe in the forgiveness of sins. We are saved by grace through faith. This is God's gift in Jesus Christ.
This evening as we recite our Apostles' Creed.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, the Maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he arose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Let's take a moment and greet one another. If you don't know someone's name, be sure to ask.
Thank you.
Responsive reading, 718, A Contemporary Affirmation of Faith. We believe in Jesus Christ the Lord, who was promised to the people of Israel, who came in the flesh to dwell among us, who announced the coming of the rule of God, who gathered disciples and taught them, who died on the cross to free us from sin, who rose from the dead to give us life and hope, who reigns in heaven at the right hand of God, who comes to judge and bring justice to victory.
We believe in God his Father, who raised him from the dead, who created and sustains the universe, who acts to deliver his people in times of need, who desires all men everywhere to be saved, who rules over the destinies of men and nations, who continues to love men even when they reject him.
We believe in the Holy Spirit, who is a form of God present in the church, who moves men and women to faith and obedience, who is a guarantee of our deliverance, who leads us to find God's will in the Word, who assists those whom he renews in prayer, who guides us in discernment, who impels us to act together.
We believe God has made us his people, to invite others to follow Christ, to encourage one another to deeper commitment, to proclaim forgiveness of sins and hope, to reconcile men to God through word and deed, to bear witness to the power of love over hate, to proclaim Jesus the Lord over all, to meet the daily tasks of life with purpose, to suffer joyfully for the cause of right, to the ends of the earth, to the end of the age, to the praise of his glory. Amen.
As we go to the Lord in prayer, let us be sure we remember in our prayers what's going on overseas with the bombings. And just before I left the house, I heard that they had identified one of the men that they didn't know who he was. So I hope that they find those persons quickly. Let's pray for the Easter service, that it is a wonderful service, that a crowd comes out, and most of all, that people's lives are touched in a very special way. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for Holy Week. What it means to us, that it reminds us that you came into our world and you became one of us with all the frailties, all the sinfulness. Even though you were able to rise above sin and present yourself as a spotless lamb at Calvary, we thank you for that, Lord. You've done something for us that we could never do for ourselves. You have paid a debt that we could not pay. You've been good to us and kind and providing eternal life and salvation. You've provided your church that we can worship with one another, pray, laugh, cry, do all the things that the people of God would do. We thank you for that opportunity. Tonight is Maundy Thursday, Good Friday, Easter. But we're reminded tonight and tomorrow that we cannot get to Easter without Maundy Thursday and Good Friday coming first. Thank you for your willingness. Help us to be willing to serve you, to proclaim your name to those who are lost and dying, who do not know you as Lord and Savior. We pray for the sick among us, those who are hurting, those struggling financially, mentally, spiritually, every way. Thank you, Lord, for helping us, and help us to help one another. And thank you for this wonderful prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
A hymn of preparation is a screen song, Come Share the Lord. thanksgiving. Heavenly Father, we thank you this evening for the opportunity to worship together, to serve you, to be the church. Help us have a sense of unity through your Holy Spirit that has been poured out upon us. As pastor here, I thank you for everyone who uses the gifts that they've been given to further the church, that your name might go forth and people might believe and have the gift of salvation and eternal life. Lord, thank you. Thank you so much for everything that you do for us. And we pray in the precious name of Jesus, who is our Lord, our Savior, and our friend. Amen.
Good evening. Today's reading comes from Corinthians 1:11, verses 23 through 26. For I received from the Lord what I also handed on to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took a loaf of bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body that is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, he took the cup also, after supper, saying, "This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." Let's read.
You know, we do this every year. Some of you have done this 50 times or more. To celebrate Holy Week, Maundy Thursday, Good Friday, Easter. As I said in my prayer, we cannot get to Easter until we go to Maundy Thursday and Good Friday. As much as it may pain us to think about what Jesus had to go through, that's the only way that you and I would have the gift of salvation. One third of all the events that we know about Jesus' life occurred during this week. Remind us of the great significance of these events. Disciples had gathered in a home that was furnished on the second floor. As they gather, they participate in what is called a Seder meal. I know years ago, a lady who was a member of the church would get in touch with a Jewish rabbi, and a Seder meal would take place here at this church. I've never been to one myself. I'd be interested to find out if any of you have ever done that. But the Passover festival had been done for centuries before Jesus came on the scene. To commemorate that time when Jews were in bondage in Egypt, they'd been in slaves for 430 years. Moses warned Pharaoh to let his people go, but Pharaoh, as you know the story, hardened his heart and refused to do so. So God sent a death over the land of Egypt. Angel of death passed over the homes of the Jews, all of those that had slain a lamb, and put the blood above the post and down to the side. The meal was a symbolic one, reminding the Jews of the suffering that their forefathers and the powers of God to deliver them. The foods that were eaten were symbols to remind the Jews of their captivity in Egypt. Applesauce was eaten to remind them of brick and mortars, and then as it became harder and harder as the Pharaoh took things from them. The bitter herbs were eaten to remind them of the bitterness of their captivity. It was at the conclusion of that meal that Jesus himself used these symbols. He took a loaf and broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Then he took a cup with wine. He drank from it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me." So thus was born the sacrament. Presbyterian Church, we only have two sacraments, baptism and the Lord's Supper. And I use a picture on this one. I'll go to that for a second. I've been using it for a long time, and it's one of the most famous renditions of the Lord's Supper. Is this exactly how they sat at the table that night? We don't really know, but this was Leonardo da Vinci, what he envisioned in his mind, and this is what he painted. But it, to me, is a beautiful, beautiful painting. Disciples look at one another, as you can see, in shock. Some leaning in, some leaning out. except Judas, who refuses to look Jesus in the eyes because he is feeling guilty. Now, I wonder, as we look around those disciples at that table, if we can see any part of ourselves within it. But I think they represent what is good and bad in humanity, what is good and bad in you and in myself. I want to talk a little bit about the disciples tonight. I think sometimes we can see ourselves in Matthew. Here was a man who had a brilliant mind. And of course, we get the Gospel of Matthew from him. He became a tax collector, and which was despised by the Jews because he was doing it for the Roman Empire. And you didn't want somebody coming in taking your money and then taking more off the top, really stealing from you and helping the Roman occupation of your land. His gold and silver were really his gods. But when Matthew came to Jesus, he came all the way. He didn't say, I'm going to come to Jesus a little bit and I'll kind of hang around the fringes of the church, or I'll hang around Jesus a little bit. He was in all the way. So Matthew reminds us that the talents that were given, whatever they are, even though he had been using it for a bad, now he was using what he knew for good. Maybe we see ourselves in James and John. They remind us of the pride and ego that all of us have at times. It was their mother who went to Jesus to do the bidding for them. She admonished the master, when you come into your kingdom, would you place my sons one at your right and one at your left? Even on this, the occasion, the last night together, the disciples are arguing among themselves which one is the greatest and who deserves a seat of honor at the table. James and John remind us that if we follow Jesus, we need to surrender our ego to him. Maybe we can see a part of ourselves in Thomas. You know, I think he's maligned second only to Judas because he wanted to see existence of the proof. But really, who doesn't want to see proof? We all want to see it. We all want to feel it. Thomas reminds us that resurrection is not something that we can always neatly wrap our minds around. To follow the Lord and Master, we must be echo his words. Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. There was Simon the Zealot. He was the one who hated with a passion. He wanted to have an uprising, and he wanted to throw the occupation of Rome out. And I think he would have been willing to commit murder to do so. Simon reminded us, we're to follow the Master. We must look the total message, even the ones that say, and this is hard for all of us to do, love your enemy. Pray for those who persecute you. There's Andrew. It was Andrew who brought Peter to the Lord. Yet he lives under the shadow of this man. He never makes it into the inner circle, which was Peter, James, and John. Even though he led them, he was still, even though one of the 12, he wasn't in the inner circle. Andrew reminds us that we're to follow the Master. We cannot insist on being in the limelight. A lot of people, that's where they would like to be. But working behind the scenes is often the best place to be, maybe even the most important place to be. So we have to have humility, and we have to have a sense of unity. There was Judas. I've often wondered really what was going through Judas's mind. Did he not love his Lord and wanted to hurt him? A lot of scholars think that he really loved Jesus, but he thought he would force Jesus' hand because Jesus was not moving fast enough for him, for his comfort level, so he betrays him. Now, he felt so bad about it, he went out and hung himself. Judas, therefore, contrived that situation. Judas must remind us that if we're to follow the Master, we must remember that our ways and our schedule are not always God's schedule. God may move faster. God may move a lot slower than we want to move. We see the vision of the immediate. God sees all of eternity. He sees from the beginning until the end. We really only see what we've been through. Maybe try to see a little bit to where we're going. There's Simon Peter. We always talk about how impetuous he was, getting himself into trouble. Said, "Lord, I will not deny you. Everybody else will deny you, but I will not." And that very night, he denied his Lord and Savior three times. As we get ready to participate in this ancient sacrament of the church, we must confess before God that we're all his disciples. With all the frailties, all the sinfulness that we have as human beings. We're also like the disciples, I believe, in our sincere desire to follow him. That's why you're here tonight. That's why you're a part of a local church. So my prayer is that through the sacrament this evening, that the power of God may reinstill in each and every one of us a sense of mission and remind us who we are, where we're going, and who we serve. We are disciples of Christ. May God bless you. Amen. To receive communion tonight. And may taking the bread and the wine touch us once again in a very special way and remind us of your sacrifice upon the cross, that our salvation, even though we talk about grace, does not come easily or cheaply, at least not for you, and your willingness to suffer and go to the cross. Lord, bless us this night. And help us to be a blessing to others. In the precious name of Christ our Lord. Amen. I just want to say again, remind you that we will take elements together. And if you do not have to be a member of Flinchaw Valley to take communion, we leave it up to the parents for their child's fault. On the night that our Lord and Savior is betrayed, he took the bread and blessed it and broke it. So this is my body which has been given for you. As often as you eat it, do so in remembrance of me. Let us with reverence and unity remember the sacrifice of our Lord. On the same night that the Lord and Savior betrayed, he took the cup of the New Testament pouring, saying, "This is my blood which has been shed for the remission of the sins of the many. As often as you drink it, do so in remembrance of me." morning, the chief priests and the elders and scribes and the whole council held a consultation, and they bound Jesus and led him away and delivered him to Pilate. And Pilate asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" And he answered him, "You have said so." And the chief priests accused him of many things. And Pilate asked him again, "Have you no answer to make? See how many charges they bring against you." But Jesus made no further answer, so that Pilate wondered. Now as a feast he used to release for them one prisoner for whom they asked, and among the rebels in prison whom had committed murder in the insurrection, there was a man called Barabbas. And the crowd came up and began to ask Pilate to do as he was wont to do for them. And he answered them, "Do you want me to release for you the king of the Jews?" And he perceived that it was out of envy that the chief priests had delivered him up. But the chief priests stirred up the crowd to have him release for them Barabbas instead. And Pilate again said to them, "Then what shall I do that the man whom you call the king of the Jews?" And they cried out again, "Crucify him." And Pilate said to them, "Why, what evil has he done?" But they shouted all the more, "Crucify him." So Pilate, wishing to satisfy the crowd, released for them Barabbas. And having scourged Jesus, he delivered him to be crucified. And the soldiers led him away inside the palace, that is the Praetorium, and they called together the whole battalion. And they clothed him in a purple cloak, and plaiting a crown of thorns, they put it on him. And they began to salute him, "Hail, King of the Jews!" And they struck his head with a reed and spat upon him. And they knelt down in homage to him. And when they had mocked him, they stripped him of the purple cloak and put his own clothes on him. And they led him away out to crucify him. And they compelled a passerby, Simon of Cyrene, who was coming in from the country, the father of Alexander and Rufus, to carry his cross. And they brought him to the place called Golgotha, which means the place of a skull. And they offered him wine mingled with myrrh, and he did not take it. And they crucified him and divided his garments among them, casting lots for them to decide what each should take. And it was the third hour when they crucified him. An inscription of the charge against him read, "The King of the Jews." And with him they crucified two robbers, one on his right and one on his left. And those who passed by deride him, wagging their heads and saying, "Aha! You who would destroy the temple and build it in 3 days, save yourself and come down from the cross." So also the chief priests mocked him to one another with the scribes, saying, "He saved others, he cannot save himself. Let the Christ, the King of Israel, come down from the cross, that we may see and believe." Those who were crucified with him also reviled him. And when the sixth hour had come, when the darkness over the whole land until the ninth hour, and the ninth hour Jesus cried out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" And some of the bystanders hearing it said, "Behold, he is calling Elijah." And one ran and filling a sponge full of vinegar, put it on a reed and gave it to him to drink, saying, "Wait, let us see whether Elijah will come and take him down." And Jesus uttered a loud cry and breathed his last. And the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. And when the centurion who stood facing him saw that he had breathed his last, he said, "Truly, this was the Son of God." A hymn of response, "Were You There?" 181, verses 1, 2, and 3.